This is program number LW2612. You know, there are some things around us that you can't hear, but that speak the loudest. Hi, this is Larry West. I have a friend named Jack who was working as a lifeguard one summer, and he tells that one day while he was perched on the tower, his roving eyes were all of a sudden captured by another pair of eyes, a little girl, 8 years old, couldn't swim, but she had stepped into the deep water. He says it was strange, but she wasn't struggling. She didn't cry out. He didn't hear a thing. But he says her eyes, they were the most piercing eyes he'd ever seen. They were pleading, begging for help. Her eyes were speaking. In fact, they were shouting, "Please, Mr. Lifeguard, I know you have a lot of responsibilities. You stay pretty busy, but I need you now. In a moment, it'll be too late. Please, Mr. Lifeguard, come now." Jack says that he quickly put the whistle into his mouth and blew it, clearing the way. He dived in and pulled her to the edge of the pool. And when she stopped choking, Jack said she slipped her little arms around his neck, and in a voice that he could hardly hear, she whispered, "I love you." And he says that that was one of the most beautiful days of his life. There are some things around us, you know, that you can't hear, but that speak the loudest. A fellow by the name of John Gordon was one of the best generals the South ever had during the Civil War. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not, but after the war was over, he decided to run for the U.S. Senate. Well, there was a soldier, though, who had served under him who turned against him for political reasons, and the soldier vowed he'd do everything he could to defeat General Gordon. On the day of the convention, something happened, though I think you'll find most interesting. I mean, on that day, there was something you couldn't hear, but that still spoke the loudest. On that day, this soldier walked down the aisle to the ballot box, and being somewhat of a leader himself, I mean, he had lots of followers watching him, he had an anti-Gordon vote in his hand. There on the platform sat his old commander, General John Gordon. Now, Gordon had a face that had once been a handsome face, but because of the Civil War, Gordon's face was now disfigured with scars of battle. Well, the soldier, stepping up fairly close to his old commander, glanced at him. And the moment he did, he couldn't take his eyes off the general's face. And something happened. The soldier became nervous, fidgety, and, well, he just wasn't quite himself. Something was happening. After a moment, a dramatic moment, one that seemed as if it were 1,000 years, the soldier turned to the crowd and said, "It's no use, boys. I must change my mind. I must vote for John Gordon and not against him. You see," he said, "it was all up for me when I saw that scar." There are some things around us you just can't hear, but that speak the loudest. That scar on General John Gordon's face shouted louder that day than the rebel soldier could muffle. The little drowning girl's eyes, her silent eyes, shouted. The old general's scar, his wordless yet very articulate scar, was loud enough to reach down deep into that soldier's very soul. Some call it buried treasure. Maybe that's because there's so much dust on top of it. It's shouting. You can't hear it with your ears. But as it sits there on lamp tables in motel rooms, on shelves in bookstores, on tables even in our own homes, the Bible is really making the biggest noise of all. You know what it's saying? It's saying, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you so that he does not hear." But it also says, "The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save." It depends upon whether or not you choose to stop, look, and listen. There are some things around us that you just can't hear, not with your ears, but they are still the loudest of all. And the Bible is one of them. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Take a look in the book. It's shouting to you. Stop. Look. Listen. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.